We return today to Psalm 119, and we continue looking at the blessing of the undefiled, the life that is devoted to God and His Word. In the first three verses, we have already studied the direction of the undefiled. We noted the path of their feet in verse 1, the pursuit of their heart in verse 2, and the purity of their life in verse 3. They are walking in the fear of the Lord, verse 1. Walking in fellowship with the Lord, verse 2. And walking in faithfulness to the Lord, verse number 3. We pick up our reading, verse number 4 of Psalm 119. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes! Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. And so today we want to give you the undefiled and their desire. The direction of our lives should be governed by a single-hearted devotion to the Lord. Such devotion, such direction, will be coupled with a heavenly desire and a holy desire and a healthy desire. So verse number 4, a heavenly desire. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. This verse is written by one who has spent time with God. One who has been on his face before God's feet and has saw God enthroned above all others. A desire to keep the Word of God diligently is a desire born in heaven and placed within the soul of the believer who spends much time alone with God. May our hearts be bowed in humility continually, and our eyes fixed upward upon the Lord in heaven. And out of this quiet time, I believe there will first be a reverence for God's person put within our soul. Thou hast commanded us. We who are blessed, we who are undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord, reverence the person of God. We place Him where the Scripture places Him, high upon His throne, with a kingdom that ruleth over all. And we bow our heads and hearts, falling on our knees with humility and with reverence. The second thing that should come out of our quiet time with God is a recognition for God's precepts. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. We who have a life devoted to God recognize the authority of God's Word in our lives. It's not just for you. It's not for somebody else. But God's Word is for me. Therefore, I should keep it diligently. That is, vehemently, with great force, as a matter of urgency, with great zeal and pathos, with passion and warmth. The word diligently here comes from an unused root word meaning to rake together. As you study the words out further, you're led to see the picture of a poker that's used for turning the fire, used for gathering the embers. It is an iron instrument used to keep the fire burning. To keep them diligently. To keep is to hedge about, as with thorns, to guard, to protect, to attend to. So we must always guard and protect the place of God's Word in our lives, and it will in turn guard and protect us as we follow its warnings and its instruction. Dearly beloved, let us endeavor to keep the fire of God's Word burning brightly in our hearts and in our lives for the glory of the Lord, who has called us and saved us by His grace.